Hello, welcome to Black British Girl Talks Crime, Finance, etc., a podcast about crime, finance, and other things. Each week, I will bring you a true crime story or financial advice or just about life as a black girl in British society. Follow along for true crime stories, tips on budgeting or home ownership, and general insight into current events and black British life.
Hi, everyone. So this is one of these stories I wanted to cover as soon as I heard of it, and it is about Lionel Tate. So on July 28, 1999, Lionel Tate is 12 years old and was left alone with Tiffany Eunuch, who is 6 years old, in Pembroke Park, Florida. And Tiffany was being babysat by Lionel's mother, Kathleen Gossett Tate. So while the children were downstairs playing, Lionel's mother called to them to be quiet, and Lionel came up 45 minutes later to say that Tiffany was not breathing. He said that while they were wrestling, he had her in a headlock and the child's head hit a table. And only Tiffany and Kathleen were present when this occurred. So Lionel stated that he was in imitating pro wrestlers when he picked Tiffany up and accidentally threw her into a stair handrail and wall while trying to throw her on the sofa. And at the time, Lionel was 166 pounds and Tiffany was only 46 pounds. And Tiffany died from her injuries. So Lionel was indicted by a grand jury and convicted of the first degree murder of Tiffany Eunuch in 1999. It included charges of felony murder, aggravated child abuse, premeditated murder, and Tiffany suffered 35 injuries, including a fractured skull, brain contusions, 20 plus bruises, a rib fracture, injuries to her kidneys and pancreas, and a portion of her liver was detached. So this whole pro wrestling defense is definitely being called into question. The prosecution stated that those injuries were similar to those she would have sustained by falling from a three-story building. Florida statutes require the jury to convict Lionel of first-degree murder, even if the jury did not believe he intended to kill Tiffany. All that was required was that Lionel knowingly abused another child who died as a result, as any intentional act that could reasonably be expected to result in physical injury to a child is child abuse. So this is called the felony murder rule, and this rule was heavily criticized, but Lionel was sentenced to life without parole, and Judge Joel T. Lazarus of Broward County Circuit Court, quote, said, "The acts of Lionel Tate were not the playful acts of a child. The acts of Lionel Tate were cold, callous, and indescribably cruel. And it made him the youngest person in modern US history to be sentenced to life imprisonment." So there was a lot of controversy about this because of Lionel's age and the fact that he was sentenced to life without parole. At trial, neuropsychologist Dr. Mittenberg testified that Lionel had a mental delay of about 3 to 4 years, which means that Lionel, quote, has an age equivalent of 9 or 10 years old. Lionel's IQ was 90, and Dr. Charles Klass, a child psychiatrist, testified to the defense at trial that Lionel had the social maturity of a 6-year-old and delays in inferential thinking, constructs new knowledge by thinking. After the conviction, controversially, the prosecution openly joined Lionel's plea for leniency in sentencing and even offered to help in his appeal. And it raised the question as to whether they should have proposed a murder charge in the first place. So they were also highly criticized. And in January 2004, a state appeals court overturned his conviction on the basis that his mental competency had not been evaluated before trial. And this opened the way for Lionel to accept the same plea deal he originally turned down, and he was released on 1 year's house arrest and 10 years probation. On September the 3rd, 2004, Lionel was detained and held in prison for violating the terms of his house arrest when he was found out of his house and carrying an 8-inch knife. On October the 29th, the Associated Press reported that Lionel was placed on zero tolerance probation for an additional 5 years. On November 30th, Lionel was allowed to return to the home of his mother, Kathleen Gossett Tate, and the family he had been staying with asked that he be removed because frequent visits by the probation officers were too stressful. So I found an excellent article, which I'm going to put in the description box, about the reasons why Lionel may have committed these crimes. And they applied two psychological theories mainly. So one was Skinner's theory, where he is a behaviorist and he talks about the role of reinforcement and punishment. So one idea is that Lionel was subject to vicarious reinforcement, meaning that his viewing of wrestling, he wanted to get the same rewards and highs that the wrestlers would have received from committing these wrestling moves. So whether that would be, you know, a reward in terms of happiness, high status, those things that wrestlers receive, on TV, Lionel would have wanted the same, and that's why he replicated their moves. That is a very controversial theory, but it just shows how much the media can influence us in, or young children, into imitating moves. If you think about James Baldwin and Child's Play, it's a very similar theory. Another controversial idea based on Skinner's theory is that Lionel received some positive reinforcement or reward from engaging in these wrestling moves. Perhaps he had done these before and received similar highs. Another theory, even more controversial, is Freud's psychodynamic theory, which is based on childhood experiences and how they shape us to be the adults that we are. The idea that Lionel grew up in a single parent family, and according to Freud, we learn much of our morality, what is right or wrong, from our same-sex parent, would suggest that Lionel's absent father would not have been able to teach him the right and wrongs of life and why violence is wrong and the right way to be as a child and as an therefore an adult. But as we've seen, plenty of people grow up in single parent families without, you know, the same-sex parent, and they still grow up with morals and values. So back to what happened thereafter. So on May 23rd, 2005, Lionel was charged with armed burglary, with battery, armed robbery, and violation of probation. So Lionel threatened Domino's Pizza delivery man Walter Ernest Gallardo with a handgun outside a friend's apartment after phoning in an order. Walter dropped the four pizzas and fled the scene. And Lionel then re-entered the apartment, assaulting the occupant who didn't want to take Lionel inside. Walter called 911 upon reaching the Domino's store and returned to identify Lionel, but no gun was recovered. So here are the actual details of what happened. So Walter arrived to Pembroke Park to deliver pizzas, and initially there was no answer at the second floor apartment, so he turned around to leave and started going down the stairs. Then he heard someone yell "Hey," so while he was going down the stairs, he came back up and walked into the door that was slightly open and saw a black man with a black bandana covering his mouth and pointing an old handgun at him, and he fled. And later that evening, Walter identified Lionel. However, a witness to Kinsey Tompkins, who was 12 years old at the time, lived in the apartment where the robbery took place. 2 months later, withdrew his statement that he was a witness to Lionel robbing the pizza delivery man. And a forensic case report by Virginia-based Bow Technology Group turned up significant traces of one of Lionel's friends, who was 16 at the time. His DNA was found on the black bandana, and police say was used in an armed robbery. So there are questions of whether Lionel was actually involved in this crime. However, despite this, on March 1st, 2006, Lionel accepted a plea bargain and will be sentenced to 10 to 30 years imprisonment. That was what he was facing in a sentencing hearing in April 2006. And Lionel admitted that he had violated probation by possessing a gun during this robbery, and the pizzas were only worth total $33.60. Lionel refused to answer questions about where he got and later disposed of the gun, and he was allowed to withdraw his guilty plea for robbery but sentenced to 30 years in prison on May 18th, 2006 on the gun possession charge. So that sentence was upheld on October 24th, 2007, and on February 19th, 2008, Lionel pled no contest to the pizza robbery and was sentenced to 10 years, and the sentence will run concurrently with the 30-year sentence for violating his probation, and he is currently in prison in the Charlotte Correctional Institution. So this is such an interesting case for me because of the psychology related elements. For example, bringing up the nature nurture debate about whether Lionel was actually born to kill, and a lot of child killers and murderers, whether inadvertently or intentionally, this debate is brought up a lot because it suggests that it is something that is innate because they are so young and almost too young to have learnt such violence. However, you can't deny that some people may have been imitating the violence in that home, and that brings us back to the James Bulger killing as well. So let me know your thoughts, and I would like to quote the following sources that I use, which is caselaw.findlaw.com, 123helpme.com/essay, which I will link below, Wikipedia, miaminewtimes.com, and murderpedia.org.
Get your fix every week by subscribing to Black British Girl Talks wherever you get your podcasts. Any pictures or further information concerning each episode will be on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram at Black British Girl Talks. And as always, if you have any questions, DM on Instagram. Until next time, goodbye.